Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Anna Stolarova.
Hi, this happened with me like a year ago. I just moved from New York to Fort Lauderdale. Like, originally, I'm child psychology, but in Russia. Here, I was working in, like, some pizza place. It was night shift pizza place. So, it was, like, right before the Hurricane Irma. 2 weeks before Hurricane Irma. I was riding my bike after my work. Like, it was, like, around 2 a.m. at night. So, I saw in the road, like, ID. Like driver license. Then I stop and start walk a little bit, and I see around it was a empty wallet, social security number, some bunch of credit cards, and a driver license. So probably someone stole this wallet from someone, take money and throw away. But I was feel bad about this person, and I look in the driver license, I found it was the address, name, and everything. And so, I tried to find the person on internet. Then next day, I came to the address where it was, but nobody answered the door. I found the phone number at the internet. It was like some famous painting gentleman, like 62 years old. So, but I always, like 2 days, I come back to this address, knock on the door, nobody answer. Then Irma came. And after Irma, I try again to find this gentleman, but was not successful. So I go to the police department. I was a little bit afraid because they were thinking like maybe I stole or something like that. It was empty wallet, no money. Somebody can tell me like, well, you take the money from the wallet and then you like, the first of all, I never took what's not belong to me, and especially money and everything. But the lady was so nice to me, and I explained her everything, and she's like, okay, I will try to find him. And 2 weeks later, I was riding my bike, and I see like old gentleman walking with a dog. And, like, this gentleman looked familiar to me. And then I stop it, and like, excuse me, did you lost your wallet a few weeks ago? He like look at me. It was you. I say yes. What? The police came and gave me all my social security number, all my cards, my driver license, my ID, and say some girl bring it to police department. I say, yes, it was me. He hugged me, like he shake my hands, hugged me, says thank you so much. Then he told me like the story of this wallet. I say, I'm sorry, it was nothing in the wallet. So he's like, thank you so much. So it was like, for me, it was surprising how I met this guy in the street.
Anna Stolarova with a story about finding a lost wallet.
And so much more.
Why? What's more than that?
If this was a piece of literature and you came upon it, you might say, oh, why don't you hit me a little harder over the head with the symbolism? I'm looking at this story. Here's a woman. We don't know why she came from Russia to the United States. We can assume for a better life, but we really don't know. She was a psychologist there. Now she's working at a pizza place, etc. Her life is such that she's on a bicycle at 2 in the morning in Fort Lauderdale, which is not easy in any neighborhood in Fort Lauderdale, practically at 2 a.m. in the morning. She comes upon this wallet. The disorder is growing now in this story, right? Not only is she not where she was born, she comes from a different place. She's not doing what she was trained to do. She's doing something else. Then she's at 2 o'clock in the morning on the street, which is not really a great time to be there. She sees this wallet that is the evidence of a crime. And she tries to find the owner of the wallet. She does everything she possibly can. Very, very responsible. Can't. And then Irma hits. So the disorder gets to a fever pitch. Irma hits, all hell breaks loose. So we have the exact opposite of order here. How does the story end? The story ends not only with this man getting his wallet back, but how does the world work? They actually meet each other. He actually has the chance to thank her, and she has the chance to say, you're welcome. So the hurricane is the symbol of the greatest pinnacle of disorder. And then what happens after the storm? We have this beautiful coming together, and the man has gotten what he needs. Calm after the storm. And the only thing that's missing from the story, as far as I'm concerned, is I hope very soon she's working as a child psychologist again.
Well, I found the story so sweet, because she sounds like such a sweet woman. And the fact that she found this man after she turned in the wallet and after the hurricane, so it's unusual it ended that way.
And that line that he says to her, that wonderful movie line, it was you. The only thing was, I kind of wish he gave her a reward. You know, I mean, I know the hugging and the thank you and the joy of savoring the fact that you did the right thing. I know that's supposed to be its own reward. But wouldn't it have been nice if he handed her the wallet or $100 or something like that? But it was so not necessary. That's not really in keeping with the story. The story is about civility. It's about doing what you should in a world that's going haywire.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. Is tonight your story slam?
Yes, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Robot Brewing Company in Boca Raton, 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca.
And if people would like to turn in a story for this program, The Public Storyteller.
If you want information about the slam or if you want information about the Public Storyteller, C. Neil. Email me at cneile@fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at WLRN.org, Click Radio, and The Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.